It's Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman, and welcome to Election Hangover Day. Democrats today are cautiously optimistic that the predicted GOP sweep hasn't materialized.
What red wave?
Well, Republicans are hoping their voters were just procrastinating.
So there's still some red counties still to count, and then obviously all the late ballots from today still to count in the coming days.
And let's be honest, we're in a frustrating zone for journalists and pundits. We want storylines and we want hot takes. But the truth is, a lot of these races will take time to shake out. And with that in mind, KOW news anchor and reporter Paige Browning is here to guide us through what we do and what we don't know. Paige, thank you for joining us after what's been a really long couple of days for you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Libby, and welcome to Election Hangover Day indeed.
I'm hydrating a lot.
Yes.
One race was called very early last night, Paige, and that is U.S. Senate. Patty Murray won her sixth term, and this one does not even look close. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, not close. I'll put it this way, Libby. In Murray's five previous races for Senate, the one she did the best in, she collected 59% of the vote. That was 2016. This time, she's not that far behind that with 57% of the vote. So in early results, Murray did well, better than well, much better than people expected, certainly that the polls expected. Tiffany Smiley did not produce the votes, at least on election night, that Republican voters were excitedly hoping for. And Murray, by the way, is now stepping into more leadership in the Senate because she's one of the top six longest serving senators from any party.
Yeah. Smiley said last night that she's still waiting for more votes to be counted. Is there any mathematical possibility that Tiffany Smiley could make a comeback here as more ballots are coming in?
Well, the short answer is no. It's true that not all the votes have been counted. Thousands more will come in by mail today, tomorrow. But it's a formality now to have these counted and tally the vote because Tiffany Smiley, mathematically, as you said, can't make up the gap. It's right now a 14 percentage point gap. The race could tighten for sure, but the AP runs the math on this and has called it for Murray.
The race to replace King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg has pitted his hand-picked successor, Lisa Mannion, against Federal Way Mayor Jim Farrell. And many are seeing this as a referendum on criminal justice reforms that Satterberg initiated over the years. How have voters responded so far, Paige?
I'm so glad you ask about this one because it really is a consequential local race.
Yep.
So voters are favoring Lisa Mannion, who anecdotally got a celeb endorsement from John Legend. Not sure how much that helped. But Mannion has 55% of the vote right now. Part of her campaign messaging, which seemed to resonate with voters, was, quote, invest in effective and data-driven prevention and diversion strategies, keep vulnerable youth in school, and address underlying mental health issues. But this race is very much not over. Farrell, who got the Seattle Times endorsement, is down by about 44,000 votes. Maybe that sounds like a lot, but 152,000 votes have yet to be processed in King County.
Let's turn to the closely watched House races in Washington State, first to the 8th District, which stretches from Bellevue all the way to Wenatchee. It's a very diverse district with a large amount of geographic area to cover. Incumbent Kim Schreier is trying to fend off Republican Matt Larkin. Schreier is a Democrat. This is the kind of district where Republicans were just salivating over to trying to build this solid control of Congress that they were hoping for. How's it going so far?
Well, people thought that Democrat Schreier could see a tough challenge in this purple, formerly Republican district. She has beat a Republican candidate twice before, and in early results, she's in the lead. But Schreier fans should not rest easy. She leads by less than 12,000 votes. We'll get an update around 4 o'clock today. But we've heard a lot in the past 12 hours about the lack of a red wave. That could have helped Schreier.
So hopping down to Southwest Washington to the 3rd district in the House, that's where Jamie Herrera Butler, who's was a centrist, she's still serving out her term. She was a centrist Republican who voted to impeach Trump. She was ousted in the primary by a very Trumpy candidate, Joe Kent. And Kent is now battling it out with Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez to lead that district, which includes lots of rural areas in that part of the state, as well as Vancouver, Washington. This is another close one, Paige. What's the update?
Yes, this is one to watch. Marie Gluckenkamp-Perez has 52% of the vote. What a race. It's either a rare Democrat in District 3 or a Republican who booted the incumbent Republican out of the race. So we don't have new numbers yet today, but Gluckenkamp-Perez is in the lead, a slim lead, I would say. It's about 11,000 votes ahead of Republican Joe Kent, who, by the way, is very much in this race and is saying he thinks later vote tallies will go his way. So we'll see today and tomorrow.
He was asking his supporters to vote on or right before Election Day because he's promoted these false voting, voter fraud allegations. And his claim was that if you voted closer to the closing of polls, that there would somehow be less opportunity to mess with the election. So there is some reason to think that these later ballots coming in could shift red, at least in the third district. But we'll be watching that. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about everyone's favorite part of the ballot page, charter amendments and propositions. That's the sexiest part, right? Here in King County, multiple levies to increase land conservation, parks and open spaces passed. A bond to replace rent in high school is currently passing with 62% of the vote. And there's this charter amendment for King County that could move some elections to even years. I know you've been watching that. What's the latest?
Yeah, people are into this idea. 69% of voters are approving this measure to move when we hold certain elections. Mm-hmm. This was backed by three county council members who would be impacted by the change. And there was actually no formal opposition, not even an opposition statement in the voter's guide.
Interesting. And I mean, in even years when there's more of a excitement around national elections, it makes sense, right, that folks would like the idea of greater turnout, no matter, you know, which party you adhere to, which of the major parties. So far, voters are into that idea. What races will actually move, assuming this amendment does pass?
Mm-hmm. So it would be the county executive, county assessor, elections director, and the county council, putting those races in the even years when, you know, we elect the president, or like this year's Senate and Congress, or the prosecuting attorney.
Mm-hmm. I saw a similar shift when I was covering politics in Los Angeles in recent years, where when municipal elections were moved to those even years, you just saw this explosion of excitement and participation in local elections, which I think is a really positive thing. Personally, if I'm going to editorialize, one set of propositions, Paige, that we are still watching is if voters in Seattle decide to change their municipal elections voting system. Mm-hmm. There was a two-parter question for Seattle voters. First was if Seattle should change its election system at all, and then if the change should be to adopt an approval voting system or ranked choice voting. The last vote tally that I saw has this question of whether to change things pretty tight. 50.9% of people said no, 49.1% saying yes. If that flips, it does appear that ranked choice is going to be coming to Seattle. It's far, far ahead of approval voting. So that'll be another interesting one to keep watching. Is there anything else that you want to highlight, Paige? We've got about 30 seconds left as we're watching ballots getting counted.
Yeah, big thing for me is turnout was very interesting this year. We're seeing very low early turnout, including in places like Clark County, where, as you said, Joe Kent may have told some supporters to wait to vote until late. But then all of a sudden last night, we just saw a huge surge in people turning out to the ballot drop boxes. And I'll be curious which way those late votes swing.
Paige Browning, thank you very much for stopping by. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime right here online at KUOW.org, or of course on your favorite podcast app.